brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now into the second hour. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we're going to have a quick update on the move in the state of New Mexico to impeach George W. Puppet Bush. We're about to go to your phone calls in this hour, 1-800-259-9231. More good news. The Brits announcing they're going to pull their troops out. They're suspending the big lobbying effort for the live cancer virus vaccine Merck's putting out. A bunch of other good news as well. We'll be going over in more detail. Right now, Roger in Key West, Florida. Thank you for holding.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hi. How you doing, Alex?
Good.
Called a couple times before. I usually agree with everything you say. I just got a little bit of a bone to pick with you. You keep on talking of the New World Order and the damage that they're causing, and we need to wake up. And I agree with you. I wholeheartedly believe that.
Do me a favor. Talk right into your telephone.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. I just believe that, this New World Order does exist. But I think it's time that you and other media people start to expose who they are. You know, who are these people? Who are the individuals who are behind it? Who are controlling it? You know, who's at the wheel?
And I'm making a film right now about that. But we list who the top families are. We list who top the heads of CFR, Trilateral Commission, are. I mean, it's the old classic names. It's the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers. It's the Dutch royalty, the British royalty. There's some rich Saudis, there's some rich Japanese, but mainly it's rich families out of Europe. It's King Juan Carlos of Spain. These guys love to put out propaganda about how they don't have any power, but if you actually research it, they are the richest people in the world.
Yeah, but how do we go about contacting them? I mean, I'm not talking paparazzi stalking outside their gates or their doors or whatever, but flooding their phones, emails.
Well, I mean, I've gone to Bilderberg Group meeting and confronted them. I've been to CFR meetings and confronted them. I've had a lot of guests on who go and confront them. We do that. I don't know what you're criticizing. I can't do it all, man. People think I'm like magic and know everything and can do everything. I can't.
And I know that. I would just maybe if you provided that information more to the public that...
Well, there's different views on exactly who is the most powerful in the ruling elite, but you can definitely find out who's in the upper crust. And just Google, who rules the New World Order? Who are the masters of the New World Order? And then go do your own research. But we know, look, of 100 of the biggest economies, 46, it was 44, now it's 46 of them are corporations. Then you have the private shareholders of those. You have the private shareholders of the private central banks. That's who owns and runs things. And they've got a New World Order agenda. Sometimes I think there's too much focus on who they are. We know who they are, instead of fighting their institutions and their programs, like fighting this forced inoculation, fighting the North American Union. I'm fighting their agenda as well as exposing them.
It seems like they use those as chess pieces, though. They sit back and watch how they're moved. And then if it's fought at one level, there's like six moves ahead.
No, they're not. We're starting to beat them. And we just need to get boots on the ground, fight for the Second Amendment, fight for controlling our borders, pick something they're pushing and go fight that agenda, and then don't worry about winning. You'll win if you just fight.
Well, here's an example that I thought that we had a good chance on winning on, and I thought it would have really taken them down hard, like some of the higher...
Okay, go ahead and say it. What is it?
The conspiracy of silence with Larry King. I mean... The things that went on in Boys Town and the higher levels of the government in the White House and the congressional push to oust that show off Discovery Channel back in 94.
Yeah, and we've posted links to that. We've had guests on many times. We've covered what they're into, what they do. It has been coming out. But something that horrible, you're probably not going to get the people, the general public, to ever accept that that's fully going on. And look, just have a good attitude. I appreciate your call. I mean, I understand you want to see it all beat overnight, and you want to see, one big champion defeat the New World Order. But they didn't build their system overnight. We're not going to defeat it overnight. Just, there's too much talk about even how to beat it. Just to start fighting them.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right. Woody, George, Danny, Paula, Ryan, we're going to get to all of you. There is a move at the state levels to impeach George Bush. We'll have a guest on for about 10, 15 minutes at the bottom of the hour. Then we'll continue with open phones. There is just so much good news that's happening. I also want to get in this hour to the British troop pull out, which Dick Cheney then tried to spin and say, look, it means we're doing good. So we'll go over all of that. But before we go back to your calls, once a month I have him up, and I always enjoy talking to him. I know our listeners love hearing from him. He's Marty. He is the owner of Calbin Pure Soap, Marty Schachter, and they started it back, what, in 1947? So this is their 60th year. It is organic soap, no animal fats. It's nothing but organic products, organic naturally grown products, coconut oil, and extracts of plants. And I've told the story, and I always tell it when he comes on, but I'll just tell it briefly. He was sponsoring on Genesis about, I guess, 4 or 5 years ago. First time he'd ever advertised. He started selling direct to consumers instead of to hospitals and to hotels, finer hospitals and hotels, because they were saving 85% off and they knew what real soap was. And I'd actually seen in one nice hotel, I believe it was in New York or D.C. one time, I saw Calbin Pure Soap, because you can never forget the cherry slash almond oil smell just of the bar soap. And they've got shampoo, they've got stuff to clean your clothes, your dishes, and they sell direct to you. So he was advertising on the network, and one of the folks that worked at the network said, hey, this fellow wants to send you some free samples. So I said, okay, well, a year's supply came. And about a year and a half later, my wife says, where'd you get that soap? I want some more. It really works good. And I go, oh, yeah, it's great bar soap, isn't it? And, you know, great for washing the clothes. So we called Marty, and we're trying to buy some. Here comes another free year supply. And I was running out of that now, and I thought, you know, why not just call him up and get him as a sponsor of this show? I believe in the product. It's made in America. It's family-owned. He supports Truth Radio. He supports Patriot Radio, Constitutional Radio, Resistance Radio, whatever you want to call it, Freedom Radio. And you can't really put a handle on it. Why not have him? I mean, I believe in it. And I endorse very few products. You know, it's not magical. It won't make your hair grow back. It won't make you live forever. It's just high quality, made in America, out in Oakland, California, soap products, without all the toxic chemicals and things that are in the detergents and things that the chemical companies predominantly own, Procter & Gamble and other big, there's only two or three big soap companies. It's not really soap. It eats holes in your clothes. It's toxic. It causes rashes. I mean, the hundreds of ingredients, it's petrochemical. Why are you doing it and paying 85% more on average? Marty, they need to give you a call. They need to go to your website. They need to get the sampler pack or a free catalog, or they need to order a year's supply, don't they?
Yes, that's the way to deprogram them from the corporations like Procter, Lever, and Colgate that have literally hypnotized and brainwashed the consumer for over 60 years, and we have to deprogram it. It's not easy, but we've got pure soaps that work twice as good as anything they've ever bought before. And they could just get a free catalog right away. All they got to do is call me toll-free, 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091. And open your eyes to a whole new world of cleanliness, homeland cleanliness.
Well, I like to give my listeners opportunities to hear sponsors that are based in reality. High-quality films and books and materials to be informed and to save this country. High-quality made in America or Britain, if you choose. Water filtration systems that I personally use. And high-quality made in America, good old-fashioned soap that isn't made out of petrochemicals or pig tallow or beef tallow. Tell folks what's in your different soaps. Go over some of the products.
Well, basically, we're only talking four basic products: bath soap, hair soap, dish soap, and laundry soap. And they'll do 200 jobs with our book of instructions. Don't have to buy the window cleaner and the floor cleaner and the pre-soaps and the after-soaps and the sweater wash and all the chemicals and solvents and pastes and liquids that do more harm than good and cost an arm and a leg.
And the soaps come triple concentrate, and that's putting it lightly, so you have little dispensers that we use in my home and my office that then dilute it for you.
Exactly. It's a whole new world of cleanliness from 60 years ago that we as a family, and we are a family-owned company, and I started this with my father in 1947, and we're still active. And we really appreciate to do something for you that no one else is doing.
And you've got the state of California organic certificates, which is the hardest in the 50 states to get. This is totally organic product. This is absolutely fabulous. And by the way, before we knew about you, we would go to Whole Foods and buy their organic soaps, which all, I mean, compared to yours, stink to high heaven. I don't know what's in them. I can't believe your stuff isn't on their store shelves. And it costs like double or triple what the toxic detergents cost. How is yours organic, made in America, family-owned, and it's 85% off? I know the answer. It's direct to the consumer. There's no middleman, almost no advertising. Folks, you need to take advantage of this. Give Marty a call, 800-340-7091, 800-340-7091. If you hear this rebroadcast tonight or tomorrow morning, write it down. Call them tomorrow. Give them your business hours and also give out the websites. Did we lose Marty?
Oh, no. Oh, I thought you were still on.
No. Well, I was saying to you, Marty.
Website is 5-star soap. 5starsoap.com. 5 the number or 5 the letter. Makes no difference. 5starsoap.com. You'll see it all there. We're happy to share our good fortune with you.
5starsoap.com or 1-800-340-7091, 5starsoap.com or calbenpuresoap.com. We have a big fat banner on the left-hand side of Infowars.com over there and a text banner on prisonplanet.com, or give them a call, 800-340-7091, 5starsoap.com. Marty, thank you for spending time with us again today.
Thank you. I've just got a poem for you.
I always love to hear them.
I'm dedicating this to my hero, Alex Jones.
Oh, man.
The bee's a busy little soul. He has no time for birth control. That is why, in times like these, we have so many sons of bees.
Now, last week, or excuse me, last month when you were on with us, I didn't get the limerick or the pun or the joke about potato or tomato cans and Lincoln. None of us understood that. Can you break that down for us?
From the 1800s, they think it's from one of the stories of Abraham Lincoln at that time, and it just goes like, drinking beer from a tomato can could never kill a man. Drinking beer won't kill a man, but an old tomato can.
All right, now I get it, Marty.
Okay.
Listen, God bless you. Good to talk to you. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Alex. Bye.
There goes Marty. He's just a character. And folks, it really is good soap. It really is a good quality product without all the toxic stuff. Give them a call, 800-340-7091, or link through at Infowars.com there at the banner to their websites. They've got two of them. Okay, just call and get a free catalog, bare minimum. Let's go to Woody in Texas. Woody, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir.
I've got a quick comment on the vaccination and a question about the 9/11.
Sure.
Thing I heard from you. I'm glad you're taking up this issue on the vaccination, because I have a daughter, and I think Perry's just gone way overboard, you know, pushing this down our throats, and I'm going to make sure she doesn't get that. So I thank you for that. The question I've got on the World Trade Center, I heard something a month or so ago where you'd mentioned an engineer in Texas who made a comment. You played a clip about him evaluating it and saying it was controlled demolition. And I'm an engineer myself, a structural engineer here in Austin. So I was kind of interested in that, from a professional point of view. And I wondered if you could give me some contact information, so I might be able to talk to him a little bit about that.
Well, I don't know. I have a good friend, Kevin Booth, who moved to California 2 years ago, and he owns a big ranch with his sister out in Fredericksburg. And I would go out there sometimes and, you know, hang out or go hunting or do whatever, or ride horses or look at their pigs in the backyard, you know, whatever, pet the dog. And so I've known Jimmy Wright for years. That's his sister's husband. It's his brother-in-law. And he lives in New York half the time, the ranch the other half the time. And I haven't even seen Jimmy in about 2 years, but I know him real well. Jimmy was working in New York that day, so I called him and got him on, and that was Jimmy Wright as the towers had just collapsed. I mean, we had him on like an hour after they'd fallen. He worked at the World Financial Center, literally 100 yards away from the South and North Tower. It was right beside him, and he saw it all. And he said it looked like a total controlled demolition. But there's all the other engineers. I mean, there's Kevin Ryan, an engineer at Underwriting Laboratories, who saw their internal reports where they'd done a year-long secret test, including it was basically impossible. And then there's been a bunch of other. You need to go to the Journal of 9/11 Studies. I believe it's .org, Dr. Stephen Jones Group. There's hundreds of engineers, and a bunch of them are structural engineers. On record, but I don't have Jimmy's number here at the office. I know it's at my house, but I don't really feel like I'm at liberty to hand out his phone number.
Okay, well, I understand. Maybe you could give him my number sometime, and if he has time, he could give me a call.
Well, he was there. I mean, he came on my show for like 30 minutes that day, so his testament is on record. We were just playing some of the things I was saying day one on 9/11. I did 8 hours of broadcast that day, and they're all on the web. Somebody discovered them. We couldn't find them. What I still haven't been able to find is my July 25th program, Operation Expose the Government Terrorist. And I've been told there's people that have that out there. Well, then send it in, because we want it. Anything else, Woody?
Well, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Woody? Stay there. I want to ask you what it looked like to you. We'll be right back.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever heard of the Genocide Convention Treaty to the United Nations? Did you know that it's a direct assault upon your freedom of religion? Did you know that if you mention perverted sex acts as being wrong according to the Bible, you could be arrested and tried for causing mental harm to others? It's already law in Canada, Australia, Britain, and Sweden, where Christians are being tried and deprived of freedom of speech. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free order line number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to receive your call.
How are you feeling today? I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potentials of this amazing fruit. This powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have the 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also refer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it is fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-681-1909. Again, that's 800-681-1909.
All right, welcome back. Just briefly, because I want to get to all the other callers. Thanks for holding, Woody. You say you're a structural engineer looking at 9/11, looking at Building 7 collapsing the way it did with the central column falling and then imploding. What does it look like to you?
I really couldn't say. It does have some similarities to a controlled demolition, but the report, I've been looking that over, and I wanted to get more information, the FEMA report, I mean. And it is a very complex building. The structural system has some unusual features in it.
Well, you're talking about Tower 1 or 2 or 7?
Well, both of them, actually. The two towers are unique for that time of construction, and 7 is also has some unique features in the way the columns are offset on the lower floors that makes it kind of vulnerable. But, you know, I wanted to get more information. I was hoping.
What do you think about all the firefighters and police saying, we've been told to get back, they're going to bring it down, it's coming down?
Building 7?
Yeah.
I did hear that clip, and it seemed like he was saying that there wasn't much hope to save it and that they needed to get them out.
There's a bunch of clips that have had other firemen and police on. We've got more coming on.
Yeah.
They're saying they were told to get back. They're going to bring it down. It's coming down. That building's going to blow up. And then other police were told they're bringing it down to save the other buildings.
Huh.
Could you set demolitions in a burning building?
I'm not a demolition expert. That's why I was hoping that this engineer you had might have some more information on that. But what you were telling me, it seemed to be his first impression of it, of the thing.
Yeah. No. We had him on. I was re-airing like 30 minutes from my first hour I did on 9/11. And that was just a side issue that we had Jimmy on. I appreciate your call.
All right.
Yeah, underwriting laboratories that underwrote the buildings said that it was nearly impossible. They couldn't understand how it happened, okay? Let's go ahead and talk to George in Florida. George, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, first comment, I'd like to say George Bush is no more Christian than Anton LaVey. That's the guy from the Church of Satan.
Who, by the way, I now have a video clip of him, an old film clip, saying they do mock human sacrifices, and that's what he tells Satanists to do. What are they doing at Bohemian Grove?
Mock human sacrifices.
It's very Christian.
Yeah, but anyway, I'm one of those people, like I said, I live in Florida, and one thing I found out, my legislature is useless in the state. I'm trying to push for the repeal of the 17th Amendment, push for a resolution acknowledging that the 17th Amendment along with the 16th Amendment is not law. There's no law, no ratification.
Well, and that's right. They never properly ratified to give us an income tax, and they never properly ratified to take the senators from the states. Previously, the state legislatures that were elected by the people, then they would vote and appoint the senators and could recall them, and it gave the states the trump card. And it's just all part of this federalization. And we need, there are moves, by the way, to reverse that. Several states, what Arizona's looking at, and so is Nevada, at making their senators be elected by the legislature.
Well, but one thing, like I say, the Florida legislature, the only thing on their legislative agenda is basically make Viagra for seniors at discount prices from Canada.
Yeah, it's more, quote, benefits to pay the public off. Listen, which is really a government payoff to Big Pharma. It's not for the people. They don't do any welfare program unless it helps the government and helps destroy families and helps make us dependent and centralize control. But it's not that they're useless. They're useless to you. For the big global corporations that own most legislatures, lock, stock, and barrel, and then control many of the others, I mean, it's working quite well. I mean, when they say jump, they say how high?
Well, right now it's more like the biggest crisis in Florida is the high prices for the homeowners insurance. And the homeowners insurance companies is backed up by bankers.
Well, if people took the money over 15 years on average, I've seen this broken down, of what you pay for insurance, and you got 5% yield back on it, you could fix your home in almost all cases and end up with more money. By the way, the insurance companies, and I've talked to, you know, big claims adjusters and people that have worked in the industry for a long time, they pay most of the $5,000, $10,000, $20,000 claims. But most of the claims above $100,000 don't get paid, or they get them reduced. It's a scam.
Mm-hmm. But the other thing that's on the legislative agenda is they find new and creative ways to suspend a person's license that don't have nothing to do with driving. They claim it's still a privilege, and I haven't found nothing in the law in Florida claim to see it's a privilege.
You know, that's a policy. It's like Rick Perry says, you've got to take the vaccine. It's the law. There's no law. It's a policy, a directive of the state health department to say it's recommended. Then the school says you have to with no law. Driving is not a privilege. The Supreme Court and state courts have ruled, but they tell the cops it is, so they parrot it. Just like when the cops come with CPS to take your children because you didn't vaccinate, there's no law. They still take your children because they're total scum.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Jane, how's it going?
Gosh, I'm not doing so well. Even though I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, my blood sugar is way out of control.
Oh, Jane, I'm sorry to hear that.
I have to monitor my blood sugar again. If there was only something natural I could take that would help control my blood sugar that really works.
Have you tried Sucroblast?
For millions of Americans who can't keep their high blood sugar levels off their minds, there's Sucroblast. Sucroblast is the all-natural way to help keep your high blood sugar levels under control. For a limited time, you can get a free consultation from a Sucroblast specialist. Call 1-800-99-HEALTHY. That's 1-800-99-HEALTHY. Or visit them on the web at MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com. That's MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com.
So, Jane, what do you think?
I'm going to call Sucroblast to set up a free consultation right now.
Excellent, Jane. You'll be glad you did.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Well, you were sleeping. They came and took it away. This is where you used to play. It was an inside job by the world connection. Your little protest, no memory.
Welcome back, Alex Jones here live. Don't forget, I'm a documentary filmmaker. I've made 15 films. The latest is Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. The film starts with 30 minutes of our government admitting they've staged terror attacks to blame it on foreign enemies and start wars. Then we'd go into 7-7 in London. We were there right after it happened. 9-11, the latest developments, the Iraq war, the staged intelligence, the build-up to the attack on Iran. It is really my best film. People are blown away by it. Have it on DVD, plus the 68 minutes of extras from the 9-11 neocon agenda 9-11 summit that we had out in California that over 1,200 people attended last year. That's the extras, over 3 hours on one DVD, available at Infowars.com. Get America Freedom to Fascism, and when you get it, you can get Terror Storm for half price. We've launched a bunch of new products that I'll tell you about briefly in the next hour. About 6-7 years ago, I'll just briefly do it. I had a much smaller staff and could never get a lot of things done I wanted to because my friend Rod Moses, used to the streaming for Genesis, sold on a site. He doesn't anymore. these transmitters that were something like half a watt. They'd cover your whole neighborhood that you could plug into your computer, but it was a card. Well, we found some units, and we're going to carry several other brands too, but we've got one up there right now, that goes out about 100 feet unobstructed, about 40 to 70 feet inside a building. So it would go up a few floors inside an office building or inside an apartment building. You can pick a frequency that's open. That's better to pick one on the dial that doesn't have another station on it, then it'll go out twice as far. And I was told by the company that produced this that you can then get like an FM antenna. There's different types. They're pretty inexpensive. And clip it on to the transmitter antenna, and it can double or triple. So you could be doing your whole street with this. They're only $69, the same price that C-Crane sells them for. That's who manufactures them, up on Infowars.com. And that way you can have it in your house, plug it in. It'll go over all over your house and into your yard, or you can it's water resistant. You could even stick it right outside your window under an eave, and it would broadcast further down the street. You could even tell four or five of your neighbors, hey, you can hear this little station right around here locally. You can just plug it in. It's perfect for people that have computers that have a cable modem, because you can just leave the computer on and just stream the internet 24/7 for free off of Infowars.com and put it out, or play Terror Storm. It plugs into an audio jack, into a headphone jack. And this way you're not tied to your computer of your listeners to the show, and you can broadcast to a few houses around you, or you can soup it up and broadcast to the whole street. We've tested these with if you have it outside your house, plugged in, and you drive in your car two city blocks, but car radios are really receptive a lot in your house with cheap radios, it'll just work in your house and your yard. But again, they're $69. They're up on Infowars.com, and that's the lowest price we've seen on them, $69. Great little FM transmitters. You can drop by Radio Shack and for $20 buy an FM antenna that clips onto it and strings out, and you can double or triple. People played with this and gotten different results. You can tinker with it, but it's just a great system. It's FCC approved. Get it today at Infowars.com. You can also call toll free to get all my films, the books, the videos we carry. It's not just our titles, by calling 888-253-3139. You can also write to us to get the FM transmitter or the films or the books at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. So take advantage of that. Also, we're adding four new, three of them are 9/11 videos. One of them is a great film about the Iraq War. Four new films are going up on the website tonight on the Secure Online Video and Bookstore shopping cart. Danny, Paul, Ryan, and others, we're going to get to your calls here in a few minutes. But first, I want to go to Leland Lerman, who runs a great website, mothermedia.org. And it's a very well-done site, done in kind of a newspaper style. I guess it's kind of like a PDF file. Very good to print out and distribute to people. And news, politics, ecology from Mother Earth's perspective. It is just time and time again, great reports. He's spearheading the coverage and the fight in the state of New Mexico to start impeachment proceedings there against George W. Bush. I have a photo here. Citizens cheer at introduction of impeachment resolution. Leland Lerman, thank you for coming on.
Oh, it's great to be here, Alex.
Just in a thumbnail sketch nutshell, tell us about yourself, about the website, and how important this fight in New Mexico is, because we just saw one state pull out of the National ID Card, Real ID Act, and now 36 have signed on to do it. We've now seen a couple states pass laws against RFID. Now 40-plus other states, including Texas, are introducing legislation. Legislation just got introduced in the legislature of Texas to block biometric face-scanning cameras being used by the police. My point is, we can win at the local level and cause domino effects. Over 600 counties and cities and several states, what, six states now, have thrown out the Patriot Act. Tell us about what we can do here.
Well, in 2004, when the election was stolen in Ohio, I and my colleagues grasped around for ideas, and we realized that states control the process of election systems and technology. And so we went to the state legislature, and over the course of 2 years, we secured the first all paper ballot law in New Mexico. All elections are now mandatory on paper with optical scanning machines. Therefore, you can recount them by hand if necessary.
So you took action, had a major victory.
Right, exactly. So I was thrilled, and I noticed that legislators at the state level and also at the national level enormously in need of citizen support for important initiatives. And I was entirely taken aback by the fact that they did not give me any problems with coming to their offices and asking them for their time. And in fact, sometimes they would turn around and ask me for their support on other things. So I found out that ultimately, the citizens in the United States of America have way more power than they think, and the lack of initiative at actually getting into the state capitol buildings is most of the problem that the population faces. Anyway, after that victory and the subsequent ongoing breaches of the Constitution by the executive branch, I determined that it was necessary to attempt to bring impeachment proceedings against the president, and I was very excited to find that one could do so in a state legislature. This is the key point for people to understand. Impeachment proceedings can be brought by state legislatures under Jefferson's Rules of the House, Section 603, and you can get a very good rundown on the entire Jefferson's Rules of the House, the manual of parliamentary procedure that's been used for the last 200 years at impeachbush.tv. They also had a terrific resolution that was tailored specifically to states and invokes Jefferson's Rules of the House. I modified it for the purposes of New Mexico. I brought it to my favorite state senator, Jerry Ortiz Pino, after reading a couple of editorials in the mainstream press, including Lewis Lapham's editorial in favor of impeachment, and I believe John Nichols in The Nation. He began to understand that this was, in fact, not only doable, but absolutely necessary. And
we've got to stop Bush. He's clearly a puppet, but the people that are behind him literally could turn out being worse than Hitler. They're going for broke. We've got to preemptively remove this criminal now.
Yeah, that's exactly how we feel, and everybody's all in an enormously panicked situation as Admiral William Fallon is now under the command of three aircraft carrier groups in the Persian Gulf. We feel this is a necessary and timely rearguard action for the purpose of dragging down and ultimately defusing all popular support for any bogus war in a foreign nation.
And even Zbigniew Brzezinski, globalist architect, is saying that the government may stage an event in the U.S. to blame it on Iran. That was 2.5 weeks ago before the Senate. I mean, this is getting serious.
Well, Zbigniew would know. And as we know, some elderly statesmen like Zbigniew Brzezinski and Admiral Chester Ward is a very important a precursor to Zbigniew. They joined the Council on Foreign Relations because it's, you know, exciting and it's elite and it appears to have the stamp of approval of the international community, and ultimately they find out that the program is diabolical, and if it weren't for Chester Ward, we would not know from an insider's perspective that the Council on Foreign Relations is dedicated to the destruction of the sovereignty of the United States of America. I think it's possible that Zbigniew Brzezinski is, in his later years, actually beginning to question all that he has served all these years, and there can be no question that his blame on Iran has a subtext that will not have been perpetrated by Iran.
No, that's what he said. He's clearly saying a staged event. We've got the quote. Specifically, how far have you gotten the impeachment proceedings right now with the resolution being introduced in New Mexico?
Well, we were thrilled at the massive numbers of citizens who showed up for the introduction. We were similarly thrilled when even more people showed up for our first committee hearing in Rules. In Rules, we won 5-0 in a straight party-line vote. None of the Republicans even came to the hearing. One could say they're panicked or they're trying to put the proceedings down and make it something that's a non-issue. That was their explicit statement in the press. They didn't want to dignify it with a comment. But the people who are actually pushing the impeachment resolution forward are extremely active, and I have here in the roundhouse with me today several excellent activists, David Lucky, Terrence McCarthy, Arwin Gwinnett, and we have people on the ground here finding the senators, pulling them off the floor, asking for their vote, asking them to go and talk to the swing votes. We are doing absolutely everything that we possibly can to get our upcoming vote in public affairs through. We have a difficulty because a very conservative district, or so-called conservative
yeah, neocon district.
A neocon district down in Las Cruces is typically aligned with the Republicans. Senator Mary Kay Papin, however, has moved from not going to support the resolution to taking everything under advisement. So we have actually pushed the swing vote back up onto the fence, and we think that with another excellent turnout in public affairs, we will be able to convince the Senator Mary Kay Papin from Las Cruces, as well as the Aztec Senator, I believe he's Aztec, from Grants, David Ulibarri.
Oh, and again, yeah. That's the name of his region is Aztec.
He is an Aztec Indian. He is a Native American, and his region.
Okay, when you said Aztec, I didn't know what you were talking about. Okay, I got you now.
Well, there is an Aztec region of New Mexico, but this gentleman, David Ulibarri, Senator David Ulibarri, has not. Is a
now, now I understand. Now I understand. I thought you were saying that was his district. Now. Again, we need to get this going in other states as well.
Well, we have it going in other states. Both Vermont and Washington have impeachment resolutions moving. In our state, in New Mexico, we got 8 senators to sign on to the original introduction, including the majority whip, Senator Mary Jane Garcia, also from Doña County, and we've been asking her to please go talk to her a colleague from the region, Mary Kay Papin, for asking for her vote. Now, in Vermont, there were 20 representatives who signed on to the impeachment resolution. That resolution looks to be facing a difficulty in judiciary, just as we are facing difficulty in public affairs.
And that's not how these legislatures are supposed to work, but they've changed the rules over the hundreds of years where you can just have a few committee chairmen block everything, and you know, you've got the junior legislators and the junior congressmen and women, and it becomes another centralized system.
Well, there's something to that. However, our fortunate position is that the chairman of all the committees through which we have to go have signed our bill. So they are not blocking. In fact, they are expediting passage of this bill. However, I will tell you that the impeachment resolution is the equivalent of a nuclear football in the New Mexico legislature. The majority leader on the House side, Ken Martinez, says that he supports it in principle, but he doesn't want it to be a showstopper. The New Mexico legislature, because it's not a very rich state, does not go full time. We only have 60 days in order to get legislation passed, and then we have to wait till the next year. So it's
sure, I understand. Well, nothing's more important than impeaching Bush.
The clock. They stall all the time. They filibuster endlessly, and they didn't even show up to the committee hearing. And we offered them an extra week before we would hear the bill if they would come and show up. But they still didn't show up, even though we offered them an extra week.
What about Council on Foreign Relations Bilderberg Group attendee and Bohemian Grove Governor Bill Richardson?
Governor Richardson, unfortunately, is completely out of the picture on this. We do keep him informed of the topic, but we neither expect his support nor do we need it because it's a Senate joint resolution and it does not require the signature.
But if the governor came out in support of it, that would certainly help.
Oh, of course. I mean, because everybody wants to know what the governor thinks. I mean, if you go to talk to Senator Bingaman's people or Representative Udall's people or Senator Altamirano's people, they always want to know what the governor has to say. I've been asking for a statement from the governor, but since he's running for president, I don't expect anything.
Well, we have to impeach Bush alone for lying about WMDs, for trying to dissolve our borders. You know, I didn't know this about you, Leland Lerman, but your dad wrote that first book with Ron Paul over 30 years ago?
You know, I'm really glad that you bring that up because my relationship with my family politically is extremely sensitive as a result of the fact that although we share some ground in the paleoconservative realm, my father has become, to a certain degree, aligned with the more warlike elements of the conservative party, and we part ways on that subject. However, since he is not a globalist, in fact, he is... he did not support the Central American Free Trade Agreement, although he was asked to. He's not an internationalist. He is a well-known economist. He used to write articles for the Wall Street Journal.
Sure. How could anybody, though, now support the war? I mean, Bush lied on every front, telling the troops they'd be back by Christmas, but the documents come out. They plan to have them there 30 years. I mean, it's just endless lying.
You know, I took a look at the New York Sun, which is a newspaper that my dad reads, and it's a neoconservative newspaper, and they recently published an editorial attempting to exonerate Doug Feith based on a new General Accounting Office report. And I don't know how they do it. They somehow manage to wrap themselves in the flag or some other type of ideology, regardless of whether or not it's an ideology.
But the people running this war are the ones destroying our sovereignty.
I completely understand that, which is why I've kept my father informed about Ron Paul's run for president. I've asked him if he would please support Ron Paul's run for president. But you know, I'm afraid that some of my dad's alliances are very old. You know, he's Yale University class of 1960, and he knows many of the baseball
players. Sure, this is his friends, this is his culture, and that's how a lot of people get drug along into all of this. In closing, how do we support you? How do we help the New Mexicans get this impeachment through?
All New Mexicans need to call Senator Mary Kay Papin and Senator David Ulibarri. You can call the New Mexico State House at 986-505-986-4300 and ask for any senator you want. We also need support with the Majority Leader, Michael Sanchez. Once again, call Senators Mary Kay Papin and David Ulibarri at 505-986-4300.
And then briefly, the procedure, if you were able to get New Mexico to do this, it would then kick it off.
Yes, it will. All we need is one member of the House, and there's three that I've got in my sights. One who has already introduced an impeachment resolution in the Minnesota State Legislature. We think somebody in the federal House will pick it up if it passes through the Senate.
Stay there. Briefly on the other side, I need to go to calls, but I want to talk about the procedure here. Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
George Bush can be impeached. There's talk at the federal level and movements at the state level. And I don't want to hear we can't do it. We might as well just roll over and die if we're going to have that attitude. Leland Lerman is our guest from mothermedia.org. In closing, can you go through the procedures, either the federal procedure or the state procedure, to remove this would-be dictator?
Sure. Everybody should take a look at the impeachbush.tv website for the details, but the basics are this. If the resolution passes a single state legislature, it is then sent under seal of that state's Secretary of State and sent to the federal House of Representatives in Washington, where, under Jefferson's rules of the House, only one member of Congress needs to introduce that resolution with requests for impeachment proceeding privilege. Impeachment proceedings are a privileged proceeding under parliamentary procedure. In other words, if there's reason to impeach, all other business goes away, and we deal with impeachment now, as well it should be, because if impeachment is serious enough to be brought before the House of Congress, whether by a state or by a committee like the Judiciary Committee, then it is probably very serious, as indeed it is very serious right now. So we are hoping that Representative Ron Paul will invoke our resolution. Representative Tom Udall is a sort of distant hope, and then there's a representative from Minnesota who introduced an impeachment resolution in the state legislature in Minnesota and subsequently went on to be elected to the National House of Representatives, and we're also hoping that he would help us. But we still have a long way to get through here in New Mexico. Now, the impeachment privilege will only give us 1 hour of mandatory debate on the floor. Nevertheless, we consider that a significant public relations as well as procedural victory. And furthermore, once the resolution hits the House floor, whether or not it gets impeachment privilege proceedings, it will immediately get assigned to the House Judiciary Committee, where John Conyers has already written a massive dossier on impeachable offenses. So we think that although Conyers has suggested that he's more interested right now in ending the war in Iraq and preventing war with Iran, we think that Conyers is very sympathetic to impeachment. We just think that it's a second priority after preventing war with Iran and pulling out of Iraq.
Well, look, Bill Clinton,
we understand that.
Bill Clinton needed to be impeached for lying to a grand jury and impeached for missile secrets and murders and all the rest of it. But compared to George Bush, and I supported the impeachment of Clinton, we must have an impeachment of Bush. Some will say he's just a puppet. We'll just get Democrats. It doesn't matter. Then we'll impeach them.
Right. Absolutely. There's no question that we will. We are not trying to put Nancy Pelosi in office. It will never happen. The vice president will resign, and the president will appoint a new vice president, and the vice president will become president. The point is, you cannot allow a precedent like this to pass. It absolutely must be addressed at the federal level. Nobody can violate the Constitution and be found guilty in federal court in ACLU versus National Security Agency. Judge Anna Diggs Taylor of Detroit District Court, Federal District Court, found that the Bush administration had indisputably violated the First and the Fourth Amendments of the Constitution, as well as the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. Case closed. Impeachment.
Well,
president
he also
and the vice president.
He also signed a secret agreement, SPP. In March of 2005, we've now gotten segments of that. It's high treason. He has destroyed the United States.
Well, I've went around and around with some of the people in the 9/11 truth movement on whether or not it was essential to put a treason charge in the impeachment proceedings, and the general consensus was that it would divide the constituency. So although I mentioned the fact that 9/11 was a pretext for a pre-planned aggressive war on Afghanistan and in the South Asian region, I do so with deference to our other constituents who are
sure.
Not yet convinced.
Sure. Leland Lerman, our prayers go with you. Everybody should support what you're doing. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, sir.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645. Terror.